This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
You know, I was just thinking about this song yesterday, Taking Care of Business from Bachman Turner Overdrive, because someone mentioned it on Twitter as just rocking out to it on the way to work. And I can't think of this song anymore without thinking of one of the very best stand-up specials of all time, which is Dennis Miller's Black and White from, I think, 1990. And he has a bit about dancing at weddings and how, you know, generally white people, and myself included, are very bad at dancing. But they could dance to Taking Care of Business because the beat is so simple. That's kind of the joke, and Dennis Miller tells it better. But for that reason, I was thinking of Dennis Miller's fine, fine stand-up special Black and White yesterday, which is outstanding. Anyway, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. On the phone lines with us right now, an old friend, old buddy, and I don't mean in age necessarily. He's talking to Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center for a long, long time. Dan Gaynor, welcome back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and I'm old enough to remember when that song came out, so maybe I am old.
Oh, boy. Dan Gaynor with a new report up at newsbusters.org, along with Ashley Ray Goldenberg. How online media companies are suppressing conservative speech. Dan, you don't say that this is happening. This is a shock to many who are paying attention, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, I think it is a shock to know that it's not just a bunch of anecdotes. Mm-hmm. It really is a problem. That's got to be the takeaway for the conservative movement, because everybody's like, well, this happened to me, or I heard it happened to this. Look, it's happening across the board. And we saw when Mark Zuckerberg went to Capitol Hill, he proudly proclaimed that they are a platform for all views, except, of course, for the ones that they disagree with.
Right.
And that's the problem. Google, YouTube, Facebook, and especially Twitter. Those of us who are Twitter nuts, and I know some of us are, I certainly am, saw just not this past weekend, but the weekend before, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey tweet out this liberal fan fiction piece about what had happened in California, about how California had turned completely one-party state. And the article, of course, claimed that there's no bipartisan path going forward for America. There's only one path. You got to go liberal, democratic, progressive way. And, of course, Jack Dorsey tweets it out and said, good read. Which,
right.
For the people who have had problems on Twitter, this is somewhat of a hint.
You mention in the report, which is available at newsbusters.org, Twitter leads in censorship. And I want to know a bit more about that because, you know, Twitter especially, people know Facebook kind of jacks around with its news feed and you get this, you get that. Twitter, theoretically, right, you get who you follow and it comes in your feed. What is happening with Twitter?
Well, we saw the problem these companies have is that foundationally they are set up as liberal companies. Zuckerberg admitted that. They're based in liberal Silicon Valley, hire liberals. It's beyond that. We saw the Project Veritas people with the behind-the-scenes videos, and so you know they've got liberal employees just like Facebook. Then they all cut deals. All these companies work with liberal groups to modify speech. So in Twitter's case, their guidance comes from their Trust and Safety Council. 25 U.S.-based members of the Trust and Safety Council, 12 are openly liberal, one is conservative. That gives you a little bit of a hint. And the others, you know, yes, there are neutral groups still in the world, thank goodness, but you would think it would be more 12-12-1 the other way. No.
Yeah, right. Also on this report, newsbusters.org, YouTube shutting down conservative videos and demonetizing, too. We think people are pretty familiar with what's happening. Dennis Prager and PragerU. Heather McDonald was just here on Hillsdale's campus earlier this week talking about how her videos have been demonetized for being, offensive, not appropriate for children when they are nothing of the sort.
Yeah, there has been some demonetization on the left as well. Young Turks, which is mm-hmm. wildly popular online and enormously failed when it went on MSNBC, but they've been demonetized as well. I think what happens is the algorithms are set to basically demonetize anything that YouTube considers to be, it's uncomfortable with, which basically means a little bit of liberal thought and a whole lot of conservative thought.
Dan Gaynor, Media Research Center, MRC.org, Newsbusters.org. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show. The response to Facebook being criticized for spreading so much fake news during the course of the election was now saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to use fact checkers to let you know, the Facebook consumer, what's real and what's not. And what do they use? Snopes, PolitiFact, which is a it's just not a fact-checking organization. Mark Hemingway has done some great work on that, and sort of Newsbusters too, of course. But they're using these fact-checkers that don't really check facts.
Yeah, and so then they got called out for that. Daily Caller did a nice piece on this. And so then it looked like, oh, well, we're backing off, until we saw just recently the embarrassment for them when they threatened to take down the account of Babylon Bee. Now, yeah. For people who don't know Babylon Bee, it is one of the funniest sites on the Internet. It's in my feed on Facebook. I follow it on Twitter. Babylon Bee is a Christian satire site. And they did a story about CNN, how CNN had purchased an enormous washer so they could spin the news.
Yeah.
And Snopes, which I don't know, sometimes you really do wonder if people are on crack. You know, Snopes actually did an analysis of this claim. And because, of course, they set it up that these analyses flag stories, the poor Babylon Bee story got flagged. Yes, Facebook ended up apologizing, but if each of us had a dollar from Mark Zuckerberg for every time he apologized, he'd be broke.
Dan Gaynor, the recommendations for the tech companies, one is in here, expect regulation at this pace. Do you want to see regulation if this continues?
That's us being very careful, saying this is what's going to happen if you guys don't wise up. And, you know, honestly, remember, the people who regulate generally end up being liberals. Conservatives don't mostly go into those jobs. So you'd end up with a liberal group monitoring them. And just the way you had liberals controlling the VA, and the VA, instead of helping veterans, kills them, just the same way you had the IRS, instead of just taking our tax money, inflicting itself as an abusive force in the conservative movement.
Dan Gaynor, Media Research Center, MRC.org, Newsbusters.org. Go check out the report along with Ashley Ray Goldenberg, Censored, How Online Media Companies Are Suppressing Conservative Speech. Dan Gaynor, always a pleasure and a privilege to talk. Let's do it again soon.
Oh, I look forward to it. Miss talking to you all the time.
Me too, Dan. Let's do it again soon. Thank you.
Thanks.
Dan Gaynor, Media Research Center and Newsbusters.org. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. Republican candidate for Michigan governor. He wants the nomination. It's current state senator Pat Kolbeck, scheduled next. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.